There is a bigger issue here, of course, and it's been getting a lot of publicity this summer and last summer too, and probably the summer before that. Its shorthand is freedom camping. Now, those of us who went on the cheapest possible OE after school or university or our first jobs might care to remember how little money we spent as we travelled. But with councils throughout the country debating their response to the huge growth of freedom camping in New Zealand, the mayor of one district says it's time to acknowledge the infrastructural costs and the relatively low economic benefits. His name is Graham Smith, and he's the mayor of a district that is big, beautiful, and has a great many tourists, but not many locals to support them.
We've got 4,500 ratepayers, and we have something like 2.2 million people come through our district.
It's worth repeating those numbers. 4,500 ratepayers, 2.2 million tourists.
It is a big burden to shoulder, and I've been in talks with the minister, and hey, we need to take the free out of camping. And we need some form of help to help the infrastructure.
Graham Smith isn't slamming the door. It's wide open. But Mackenzie District offers a striking example of how the growth in tourist numbers hasn't always been matched by a growth in infrastructural support.
We need some help.
The issue is that people often pass through the district rather than have it as a destination. Mackenzie is that entirely inland jigsaw puzzle piece of South Canterbury that people often drive through on the way, well, between Christchurch and Queenstown.
As yet, Mackenzie is not really a complete destination like Queenstown, and people do pass through.
They do stop on their travels for a wee.
And we put two sets of toilets in at Tekapo. One set is a pay wave charge, which people don't seem to mind paying, and the other set is rate funded and is open to everyone. It's free.
They stop in downtown Tekapo for a coffee or an ice cream or a pie.
And one of our biggest concerns now is parking in town. People can't find park.
They stop for a photo at the celebrated and gorgeous Church of the Good Shepherd on the shores of the lake. 1 million tourist visitors last year.
And we've just had to erect some barriers around there to actually keep people back.
They park their camper vans in rest areas to look at the district's famed night sky, and then they fall asleep.
Suddenly you've got 80 in an area, it becomes too dense, and then we have infrastructure problems with toilets and etc.
And then they very often drive on to stop and spend their serious money in Queenstown's hotels and restaurants. Mayor Smith understands that and he wishes them all well. But with 4,500 ratepayers, fewer people than live in many city suburbs to support a region that's over 7,000 square kilometres large, well, to repeat,
we need some help.
Now, Mayor Smith isn't ungrateful. He understands tourism as an economic driver.
Of course, this creates jobs, doesn't it?
It does create jobs, but that's the growing pain thing that we're in at the moment, and that's what I'm alluding to. Like, it's brilliant, and I'm excited at the growth, but we need it managed. We need to be able to give the tourists a good experience, and we need that infrastructure in place.
The issue is, where's the architecture? Who's driving the infrastructural response to the growth and growth of tourist numbers in regions which people pass through or freedom camp in, that don't have the international airports and the boutique shops and the five-star hotels and the casinos and the restaurants with flash wine lists where the big money gets spent and the jobs really get created? The issue is, some tourists spend more than others, and their spending benefits aren't evenly spread.
Isn't it stupid? You know, we've got councils saying that they come here and they bring in money. Do they really want to bring in money when they don't even want to pay $10 to stay somewhere?
That's Murray Chong, an outspoken and sometimes controversial district councillor who also stood for New Zealand First in New Plymouth. We've travelled to the North Island now, where, as we've been reporting on Checkpoint, Taranaki has been debating its response to freedom camping.
Well, I haven't seen a business plan yet in our Taranaki area that proves that type of tourist brings money to the region.
Indeed, Murray Chong's been vociferous in his insistence that Freedom Campers don't have a meaningful economic benefit because they spend so very little.
These people can't afford a self-contained camper, so there's two options. You either upgrade your camper or go to a campsite. If they don't want to go to a campsite because it costs $10 a night, then really...
And it's the that tells the story in a way. What is the answer? In Kai Kora, Maurice Manawatu knows the cost.
It's sort of like, I guess the best way to say it is like you're being trampled on.
There's that again. Maurice Manawatu understands why people want to travel as cheaply as possible, and he wouldn't mind at all if they were as careful with their behaviour as they are with their money.
On one of our old traditional past sites, there was human faeces and toilet paper inside the path.
Of course, Kai Kora has boomed as the result of tourist growth, and many of the successful operators there are Māori. But Maurice Manawatu believes it's time we appraised the costs more matter-of-factly. So, as a tourism operator in Kai Kora, are the people who want to sleep for free and who sometimes poo in the outdoors they've come to see the same people who pay to go whale watching?
I don't think so. No, they normally park up and then they just cook their meals out of a made-up van. I don't think they contribute at all, really, to the local economy.
But they keep coming. And the cheap OE, remember, is a Kiwi rite of passage. Backpacking, hitchhiking. We romanticise it when we do it abroad, but view it less affectionately when it happens here. Back in the Mackenzie districts, where building toilets and not being able to get a park has concentrated Mayor Graham Smith's mind on the subject, he thinks we just have to be more realistic.
We need tourists coming to this country to pay a levy, and it needs to be put out to provincial New Zealand.
The low-budget tourists are going to come, Mayor Graham Smith says. We should welcome them, encourage to use the facilities if they've been provided for them, and work out how to share the costs and the benefits.
We need a stream of an income stream. I advocate that... there'd be a tourist levy as such, so when people come into this country, they're paid, and it's fairly distributed throughout, because it's not just Mackenzie, Central Otago. I know my fellow mayor down there is having similar sort of issues, so it's right across the rural areas in the South Island.
That is the mayor of the Mackenzie District, Graham Smith.